In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness, and thank you for your mercy, thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us in spite of. Thank you for just putting up with us, looking beyond our thoughts to see our need. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can thank life. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good that you can feel the power of God. Feel the power of God. Thank God for our choir. Come together, sing a Zion song, along with our little babies. Sometimes you don't know what you got all in them with children. That's the heart. Thank God for our musicians. We're still in our series. Be in our series. And God that need nothing. He need nothing. That's something to think about. God that need nothing. What do you need with you? What do you need with me? Oh, not a thing in the world. But he can use us if we allow him to use us. But God needs us, he don't need nothing. Nothing. That's his holy name. Our scripture, just for a few moments, is coming out of Luke 6 and 46. What we're dealing with, been dealing with. Luke 6, 46. Jesus done this talking here. And he said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the thing which I say?" What you calling me Lord for? Ain't doing nothing I say. Why? Jesus asked this question. He wasn't talking to the real folks. He was really talking to the cripples, the hipper cripples. He pretended.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what I'm telling you. Study the Bible. That's who he was talking to. See, why call my name? Why recognize me as Lord?
All right.
And don't do nothing I say. Yeah. In other words, I look at you better if you just don't call my name. See, when you call my name, it ain't doing nothing I said. That's being hypocrites.
Well,
there's one thing about the Lord who knows. He knows who's real and who's false.
Thank you.
What? He know who real, he know who false. This is what we've been dealing with. For a few Sundays or a few months. Months. Can't get off it either. Every time I try to get off it, Jesus throw a switch. Switch me right back on. I mean that. And I find out something too. I find out, if you notice, my brothers and sisters, both the true prophet and the false prophet will freely use the title Lord, Lord. But Christ is Lord only to those who obey his word. He Lord to those who obey him. That's he said, why call me Lord? You ain't doing nothing I said. Lord to those who obey me. And I don't find out, some of you have too. A lot of folk come to church just to disobey you to God and live. It's got to be talked about. And when you study it, you'll find out that they mix together. We all mix together. You read him about? Read about. They mix together. And the devil wants to be ignorant of it. That means don't let your hair go long in churches. Preachers got to talk about it. Last Sunday we stopped off talking about telling you that Jesus and Satan are both on this earth fishing for souls. Fishing for souls of men. And the Bible also tells us that Satan walks up and down in the earth, seeing who he can devour. In other words, he walking up and down in a field, seeing who he can mess up. Both of them are looking for what? Souls.
You right?
Oh. Everybody said both. One of our soul.
Yes, sir.
And we can't follow but one at a time.
Yes, sir.
The question is, who got your soul?
Yes, sir.
Somebody got your soul.
Yes,
somebody got our soul.
Yes,
everybody been born again, I don't know where your soul is.
Yes,
oh, boy. Y'all know where it is. I know my soul. I'm not boasting, but by his grace, my soul is in the hands of the Lord. If you can't say that, you better get saved. Know where my soul is. And my brother and sister, again, Jesus does not want his real church. Everybody say real church. His real church to be ignorant of Satan, the devil, in the midst of us. God Almighty. In the midst of the real saints. And the Bible backs it up. Evidently, he would not have told us about the calf. The goats and the wolves are always present with us in every real local church on this earth. Listen to Jesus. This is Paul Thunder, Luke 6 and 46. I just got through. And why call ye me
Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. What you worrying me for?
So, children, can I fix it like a woman? Let me just fix it like a woman. Here I'm trying to get some rest. I know you. Why you pray your long prayer with your long speeches and bothering me? Well, you don't do nothing I say. Don't do nothing I say. But calling my name, Lord, Lord. And you know I'm not your Lord. Because you do what? Nothing I what? Say.
Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, you're doing what somebody else said you and not what I said. Lord Almighty. Paul, look at Matthew 9, 7, 23 to 24 verse. Lord Almighty. This got to be preached in the church.
Yes, sir.
There's too much in here about it. We ain't saying nothing about it. Read on, Paul.
Therefore, by their fruits, you shall know them.
By their what?
Fruits.
You shall what?
Know them.
God Almighty.
Read on, Paul. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
It got to be a doing thing. Not a lip thing, not a tongue thing, not a mouth thing. It got to be what? A doing thing. Jesus said this himself. Now, he the one got the kingdom. It got to be a doing thing. And the devil have deceived so many folks in local churches. Fooling them. You can't beat the devil being a deceiver. That's what he is.
Amen.
God Almighty. And here at the church. And like I told you, if you go over yonder, come over here, you'll find him everywhere you go. You can't duck him. God Almighty. Because he in every church.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
Many will say to me in that day,
oh,
Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
Listen.
And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works.
God Almighty, using my name.
Amen.
And doesn't have no permission from me.
Yes.
Can I put it like a woman?
Go ahead.
I ought to sue you. For using my name.
Yes.
You don't have the right to use my name.
Yes.
You don't even know me. I don't know you. Why use my name? Don't sue you for everything. When you use my name, to get rid of the devil, and the devil already in you.
Yes.
It's got to be preached in the church. We talk about the folks out yonder, but there's some folks in churches. Every local church. And they have never deceived so many. That's being so many. Watch this. Now watch this. Watch this. So many folks go to church. They know they need Jesus. They'll go to church. And when they go there, you know, they join the church and maybe saved, maybe not, but how can they be saved? And they look around and stay there a while. We'll see folk doing everything. They come out the club. Now they back in the club.
Yeah, all right.
See them going and see them cussing all that kind of liberal, regular life. And then he hadn't rolled in grace sometime and said, well, Lord, I thought I was getting around some folks who know the law. Everywhere you go, you'll find some devils in churches. Always remember that. I'm trying to help you. You've got got to know the law for yourself and make your mind up. I'm going to follow him regardless of what I see or what I hear.
Amen.
That's an individual thing.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Your honor, repo, and then will I profess unto them, God Almighty, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
I don't even know you. Ain't that some boy? But boy, don't know you in bad shape.
All right.
He know every bird that falls.
Well.
Ain't that something? He know every worm that crawls. He know every name or person in the world, but he ain't gonna even acknowledge you. I don't even what? Know you. You don't represent me. Stop fooling folks. You really don't represent me.
Amen.
God Almighty. All right. You don't know me. You call yourself representing me. You don't really know me. See, you represent because you come in the midst of some of my real folks. But really, I don't know you. What's your name? I ain't joking with you. This thing is real. We can play church all we want to play church. This thing is real.
Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock.
Notice there's got to be some doing, ain't it? Who hear my saying and then what? Do them. He is a what? Wise man. Build his house on a rock.
Right.
And upon this rock, I build my church. Upon Jesus Christ is the rock, I build my church. Yeah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. A wise man, he'll build his house on a rock. Because sand, when the wind blow, the rain gonna wash that sin away. A rock don't stand. Because we're on a rock. Jesus building the earth, we build a house. A wise man. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, they do church work. Everybody say church work. But their lifestyle have not changed. Y'all know some folks like that? That means Jesus said, by their what? Fruit. You shall what? Know them. Do church work, but never met Christ. Their life have never changed. Oh, boy.
My goodness.
Paul, look at Romans. I better read that. 6, 1 through the 2nd verse. This stuff got to be preached in the church. Why preach it out yonder when it's... He said, in the church. Got to be preached. I can't get off it. Read, Paul.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
God forbid.
He forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
God Almighty. When we claim we don't give our life to Christ, we don't keep on doing the same old thing. There ought to be some kind of change somewhere. In other words, I'm trying to kill out sin all I can. It ought to be a change somewhere. And that's what the devil deceives so many folks. Go join a local church. And don't realize that devil is full of folks who don't know Jesus Christ. Church. Got a lot of devils in it. You say sheep and goats. tare. Every stalk of corn, you got to tear by it. Jesus said that. All that go on, we don't say that about it much. But it's there because God done said it. That's his holy name. Watch this now. Watch this. Paul is saying, just because grace is greater than sin, doesn't mean that the Christian had a license to sin. Because, have you ever heard such a, he'll forgive God. Watch what you say in him now. You don't have no license to sin because God doesn't save you because he will forgive. You better check out your salvation if you're dealing with things like that. I'll hurt from you. Well, he'll forgive. You better watch that. You better watch that. You ever dinner, you don't know the Lord. A man ought to be ashamed of himself when he know he's doing it and know he's doing it and keep on doing it. He ought to be ashamed. A real child of God will be ashamed.
You're right.
But when you do it and know you're doing it and don't care about you doing it, because God will forgive, you better check out your salvation.
That's
true. Catch me sometime. Don't throw a brick at me. Let me sometime, Mr. Let me sometime and folks shacking up. That's a sin.
Alright. Amen. Amen.
That's a sin.
That's a sin, brother.
Christian doesn't shack up.
Alright. Amen.
There you go.
You call that living in sin.
Yeah.
Living in sin. Living in sin. Go to bed in sin.
All right.
Wake up in sin.
All right.
All day in sin.
All right.
That's living in sin.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Check out your salvation. When you can do it and love to do it. Don't care about doing it. You better check out your salvation. Give us more life than the sin because God will forgive. And folks will say that in a minute. Go on, God will forgive. You better check out your salvation and see if you really saved. We ought to be ashamed when we sin. Ashamed of it. God is a forgiving God. But if you continue in it and love to do it and don't care about doing it, check out your salvation. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, nobody is sinless.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
But some people's lifestyle never change. Nobody perfect. All of them short of in glory. Nobody in this world perfect.
Right. Go ahead.
But if you got your style still doing what you're doing and used to do and love to do it, check out your salvation.
All right.
This kind of preaching don't buy nobody lunch.
Preach on, brother. Preach.
But I thought about something. I got a lunch in heaven.
All right.
That's the key. I got a lunch in heaven. Sometimes I go to the restaurant and get ready to eat. Somebody already got my ticket.
Well,
got my ticket. Don't tell me who it is. Got my ticket. Lord picked it up. Because you didn't want to pay my lunch fare. He'll take care of you. I said, he will take care of you. That's his holy name. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, listen to what I read, what a man wrote. Listen to that Jesus. You call me the way and walk me not. You call me the life and live me not. You call me master and obey me not. If I condemn thee, blame me not. You call me bread and eat me not. You call me truth and believe me not. You call me Lord and serve me not. If I condemn thee, blame me not. What about him? God wants obedience from his church. Who else gonna do it if we don't do it? Because we got mixed up folks, there ain't no problem. You do what you're supposed to do. And 9 times out of 10, those who not doing it, they try to stop you from doing it. That's how you find out devils in churches.
Yeah.
Where every church? Creed and chant. If you got a false preaching, shut up, messed up. If I get to it today, I'm going to tell you how you find a real church and a false church. If I get to it today. Bless his holy name. Jesus is man's only guarantee to heaven. He gives his church pastors to watch over his people's soul. And it is the most greatest responsibility in the whole world. He is a soul watcher for Jesus. A soul watcher for Jesus. It is a great responsibility. That's the most precious thing of you is what? Your soul. Your soul. The devil wants your soul. I watch over your what? Soul. Those who got covetous in me, I watch over your soul.
Amen.
Not the deacons, not the trustees, not the ushers, not the choir, not the committee, but what? The pastor watch over your soul. Not your gold, but your soul. Not your silver, but your soul. He watches. You can't watch over your own soul. Take a pastor. And all pastors haven't been called by God. And all pastors haven't been born again. All over the world. The devil got them all over. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, God, I said, he blessed the church through the pastor. And my brothers and sisters, how do we identify the real local church of Jesus Christ in these last and evil days? It is so many people confused today. How do we recognize? How can we really identify a Jesus church? How you recognize, Brother Killian, a false church and a real local church? Hold on. Let's see. Let's see. Because folks running here and there. Some folks, watch it. See, some folks running from the gospel. You got some running to the gospel. A real child of God, tired of folks bringing mess to them. They know they lying. You better find you somebody who can tell you the truth. When you leave this world, you going somewhere to stay forever. How? just me saying this. I believe God gave it to me. I believe it is the pastor who make Jesus and local church real or false. It is the pastor who make a local church real or false. That means I gave you what? Pastor. Or my own what? Amen. Not the ashes. Oh. But a pastor. That's his holy name. He will believe what Jesus said. He will preach what Jesus said. He will teach what Jesus said. He will preach and teach the whole Bible. Not just part of it. He'll start from Genesis to Revelation. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. His main subject will be Jesus. Got a shout on that. That's his main subject. His main subject will be Jesus. And him crucified for our sin. It is an everlasting life. Jesus is the church main menu. Church don't preach Jesus, you eat the wrong steak. My job is to tell you about a lamb that died. But he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power. All of it in his hand. Got to preach Jesus. If your appetite is bad on a lamb, you're going to find you another child. Yeah. We eat lamb in here. Yeah. We don't eat pork chop in a hole. If you got a bad taste for a lamb, you're going to find you another place to go. Yeah. I know one somebody. Yeah. His name is Jesus. If he's serving you anything else, you're going to find you another church. I serve only now. The one that died. But all that Sunday morning. He got up. We identify a real church on the earth through the pastor. Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, and try to live for Jesus, you better find you another church. So we eat lamb. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lamb. We eat lamb, but
yeah.
We eat lamb.
Lamb.
We eat lamb, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lamb you can't get rid of. You're a strange lamb.
Yes, sir.
You can kill him today. He'll get right back up. Can't get strong no way you try. That's his holy name. Ben Crawford told me today, he called me in the morning. You know, and I'm going to be a big time fella. Little while, he back there. And anyway, he said, he gave me a little story. But I got some out-distance showing us now. I got some out-distance now. Now, he told me, he said, two little boys, a man and a boy, his daddy, and he was walking out the road, boom, just like. And one fella stopped him after him. I said, what? Why are y'all dressed like that? The little boy about 5 years old, I think 4 or 5, and he said, well, we dressed like that because it's a Palm Sunday. You know, Palm Sunday. That's when Jesus, came in. came in Jerusalem.
Yes, sir.
Everybody saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Look at y'all, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and saying, hallelujah, glory to God, the Lamb of God. He said, we dressed like that. He said, look, boy, I said, but. I mean, this guy, he was not really listening to him. He said, but the little boy said, well, but next Sunday, it ain't going to be like that. See, what? This way we are. See, we'll holler Jesus then and kill him tomorrow.
That's right.
That's right. The little boy said, next time, it ain't going to be like this.
That's right.
They're going to kill him. They'll holler hallelujah one day and kill him the next day.
Right.
That's the point he's trying to get you to see. You can't get rid of him, though.
No, sir. You get back up.
But that way we are. Time, God, do some stuff. We ready to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, we love him, man, but time, he's going to tell you what thus said the Lord. Now you want to kill him. God Almighty. Don't treat Jesus like that. Don't forget now, you got to meet him again now. Always the number. You may turn your nose up at him right now. But one day you got to meet him. I said, one day you got to meet Jesus. Don't you let the devil deceive you. One day you got to meet Jesus.
Amen.
Lies, dead folks, live folks, saved folks, born again folks, everybody got to meet him and got to stand and see him. Those who were lost don't stand and bow and say, you are the Christ. But God got to send them folks to hell. Everybody got to bow. You may not bow now, bow now, or bow later. One day you got to bow. Everybody. Every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So you identify the real church through what the pastor talking to me and you. And the menu is Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, he will love Jesus. Talking about the pastor now. He will love Jesus and the peoples of God. We will love their soul. A real pastor gonna love your soul. Now watch this now. Paul, get your Bible, John 21:15 through 17. Now watch this. We're talking about how you identify a real church, local church.
Yeah.
God of mine. Jesus is the menu.
Yeah.
He's the subject.
Yes.
Hey, Paul.
So when they had dined,
God of mine,
Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?
Yeah.
He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs.
Y'all see what he said now? Over there, Paul. Y'all see what that thing said? First of all, he got to love Jesus. A real pastor, then who loves Jesus? And that's what Jesus asked, do you love me first?
Alright?
See, when, let me tell y'all, when I'm gone, if anybody change that sign up, that Jesus coming soon.
Alright?
Now, if he can't match that, find you another church.
Alright?
You got you a false preacher. Y'all hear what I say? If he takes that, that's the menu.
All right.
That's what we eat.
Right.
If they get rid of the name, that means I got on every building everywhere.
Yes,
he'll have a hard time getting some of them down.
Yes.
That's the church menu. That's the church menu. Jesus, the church menu. We eat him.
All right.
That's the church menu.
Yes.
We eat off Jesus. The more you eat, the more fatter you get. But see, you should swim.
All right.
Yeah. It'll change your walk. It'll change your talk.
Yeah.
Those folks that where I used to go, I don't go no more. Because it's Jesus in your life. He got first, he got to love Jesus' people. When you kind of pass, don't care about your soul, you got your devil. I don't care how he can hoop and hoop, throw his leg all up, they ain't gonna nothing. He goes, nothing. You better find out somebody who loves your soul.
All right.
Feed my lamb, feed my sheep. If you let me recall.
He said to him again,
the second time.
Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep.
Feed my sheep. Lamb is a new, kind of like new convert. Little baby convert. Yeah. But now you're dealing with grown folks now. Yeah. See. Feed my what? Sheep. Grown folks, read next.
He said unto him, the third time. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me?
Yeah.
And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep.
He got to preach the word of God.
Yeah.
Your soul has to eat the word of God. That's a Christian food. For his soul is the word of God. So the preacher ain't going to play with your soul.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's how you find a real church and a false church.
Yes,
it's what that preacher doing.
Yes.
What that pastor saying. And when you got one, where a devil is everywhere else, see, or it might be all through the church, but you're still, but long as he keep his mind on Jesus.
Yes.
Watch this now. Never compromise trying to win no tear.
All right.
Just preach Jesus.
All right.
Then you know you got a real church. When they're swinging around and bring the devil in, doing their arm and doing everything on, living like devil, all everybody living, he talk like little, he lives like devil, on. Something wrong somewhere.
All right.
See, I hope me no harm. I know some preachers will cuss me out, but the thing about, see, when a pastor lives like a devil, the whole congregation living like a devil. And don't be calling me preachers. I know some of you. He ain't going to play with your soul. He will not play with your soul. So how you detect a real local church is through the pastor. Through the pastor. Not a board, not a choir, but who? The pastor. God Almighty. That's your sort of name. Now, Paul, how about getting Acts 28:31. I know my time will be up on that time right there.
Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood.
Take heed. Take warning now, boy, he's telling you. Take warning now. I put you overseer.
Yes, sir.
You feed what? The church of God. Not the world, but what? The church of God. I put you over them. Notice what is it made you what?
Overseer.
What?
Overseer.
What?
Overseer.
I oversee everything.
Overseer. Amen.
If they got 5 rooms, I oversee all the rooms.
Amen.
He put it in the pastor's hand.
Yeah.
That's what folks got to understand. He put it in the pastor's hand and holding me responsible. He holding me responsible.
Yeah.
Oh. And if devils take over and throw me out, I feel sorry for the church. I throw the pastor out who's trying to stand up. I feel sorry for that church. And sometimes they take over like that. Hang in there, preacher. Let them throw you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. God will fight your battle. That's his holy name. Take me to know a real local church from what? A false church. Read on, Paul.
Paul, I know this. But after my departing,
listen to this.
Shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
Watch now. Grievous. That's the worst kind of wolf you can find. Yes, will enter in among you.
Yes.
Not sparing the flock. I come to destroy the flock.
Yes,
sir. If you're careful, that'll be a church of prayer. That'll be a church of prayer meeting all the time in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morning prayer meeting, evening prayer meeting. Pray all the time.
Yes.
Pray all the time.
Yes.
Let New Bethlehem be a praying church.
Yes.
God will protect you when you start a praying. Be real in your prayer. Heart of mine. Read on, Paul.
Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They even come from inside. That means either the some on the inside of a local church.
Yeah.
And they lead other folk, weak-minded folk, to follow them.
Right.
When you question, when you find somebody down your path, you just like got a devil. Watch him. Don't watch me. You better watch him. You better watch her. Don't keep your eyes on me. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord. When you find one down in your path all the time, you better find you somebody else to follow. You looking at a devil. And if he or she calls the path a devil, guess what? He's still there. You must want a devil to lead him.
All right.
A devil, because I know a devil in my path, I'm going somewhere else. If the folk want him, I'm going somewhere else. So that's the devil who's talking to you. That is good doctrine. Yeah. You need to get down to this stuff. Folks need to know this. Yeah. Yeah, the devil, he comes from inside and outside.
Yeah.
God Almighty. Because he can't have his way or she can't have her way.
Yeah.
Yeah. The devil, steal that soul. And he'll come get the soul. You're going to watch yourself. You don't fall.
Therefore,
watch this.
Watch.
Watch.
And remember that by the space of 3 years,
yes, sir,
I ceased to warn everyone night and day with tears.
A real pastor, a real preacher,
yeah,
he cries for souls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just get in tears. See what's happening. When you get to reading about things like this and preaching don't say nothing about it, you get crying into yourself. Look at him. He in every church. He in every church. The devil in every church. From the pulpit to the door.
Right.
We got to understand that. How you detect a real local church is through the pastor. It's through the pastor.
Yeah.
Through the pastor.
Yeah.
He put it in the hands of what? The pastor.
Yes, sir.
And I don't saw this happen. You need to know this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I saw things like this, you know. Sometimes a preacher, you know, may come to a church and been called by God. And sometimes the woman that runs the church all the time get married with him.
All right. Yes. All right. Amen.
Get married with him. Now watch this now. Look what you got to watch. Y'all sent for the pastor.
Uh-huh. Yes. All right.
Let that soak in.
Yes.
The one that raised the hell, he joined. Y'all, they must have didn't want him.
All right.
Because y'all sent for a preacher to lead and feed your soul.
All right.
That one who wants to run it then, he ought to lead.
Because
he joined. Right. Y'all done sent for him. He what? Joined. She what? Joined.
All right.
Women and men.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stuff need to be straightened out in the church.
Yeah.
God put is in the hands of the pastor. That means I don't pray. I'm not broke. I don't pray with your soul. Not that I've been walking ever since I did. I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord if I got the room.
Yes. All right.
I don't want your soul on me.
Yeah.
I told them what thus said the Lord. And when preachers don't want to tell you the truth about your own sin, something wrong with them. And when a pastor lives like a devil, you will find you another pastor.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
You tell a real church by the pastor.
Yes, sir.
Catalog number 1612. Catalog number 1612.
See, some... Oh, I know you're going to get shot sometime, but... See, some... So get your money.
All right. Okay. All right.
False pastors, false preachers. They're everywhere. False folks in every church. Remember that. They ain't thinking about your soul.
Right.
Just give me material things.
Right. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
This thing is real. It's not nothing to play with. I ain't never played church. I ain't about to start now. And I see in this thing here, boy, this thing is serious business, here. It's been going like this ever since Jesus left here.
Yes, sir.
And it's getting worse now.
Yes.
I mean that. He left the last days. Now it's going to get worse. It's going to get no better.
Yes,
sir. I promise you, it ain't about to get better. The way the Bible talks, it ain't about to get better. That's his holy name. So Jesus sent the pastor to watch over your soul. Got one more time, Paul. Got 6 more minutes. Look at Hebrews 13 and 17.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
God Almighty.
And submit yourselves.
Yeah.
For they watch for your soul.
God Almighty.
And they that must give account.
Listen.
That they may do it with joy,
God,
and not with grief, but that is unprofitable for you.
I'm got to give what? I'm got what? I'm got to give them what? Account. It's an obey. Obey them who have what? And submit yourself for their what? The thing about it, brother, Paul, I'm going to watch over something I can't even see. I can't even go by their action. I'm going to watch over something I can't even see. But he told the pastor only to do it. What you can't see, he give it to the pastor. I watch over your soul. Your soul is the most important thing you got. That's all you own, nothing but your what? Soul. You lose that, you don't lose your whole life. But you try to say that, well, your soul will be in hell throughout eternity. The pastor watch over your soul. The pastor watch over your soul.
Yes, sir.
Pastor. Notice I'm got to what? Yeah. You think I want to face God? Oh, God, I get shaking thinking about it. You think I want to face God and let folks to hell?
Yes.
Ain't nobody gonna never say it. I'm sending you to hell.
All right.
I told that the truth was going to change as long as he let me live. See, I'm going to tell you what he said. I believe this Bible here. If you don't want to believe, that's your business. Y'all see this right here? This is real. This is real. The Word of God is real. Don't be deceived by the devil. The Word of God is real.
I hear you.
Oh. Nothing to play with.
Yes.
Don't pray with your own soul. Because whoever walks on, I pray with it. It's real. God's word is truth. We just got to eat it. Good for you. It gives you energy when you don't feel good. Put you to sleep when you can't go to sleep. Put some strength in your leg when you can't walk. This word is real. You've got to believe it. So I told you on last Sunday, I'm going to tell you how you recognize, identify a real church. It's through the pastor.
Everybody?
It's through the pastor.
Everybody?
Always remember that. It's through the pastor. It's through the pastor. He's going to tell folks the truth. He ain't going to live like no devil.
All right.
He ain't going to mess with your daughters, and he ain't going to mess with your wife. He ain't going to mess with your son and your husband.
All right.
You've got to call all of them out now.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Right. Yeah.
He going to tell you the God had the truth if he got the room. This Bible is real. Take a light off your woman, but it's real.
Amen.
I tell you, Pastor.
In this world, the devil doing everything. All he can is steal souls. And preachers in the pool quit playing with folks' souls. Playing with folks' souls. Trying to be popular. That's the case I've been gone. But when God on your side, I said, when God on your side, if God be for you, who can be against you? Always remember that. If God tells you to do something, do it. You may slip up, but go and do it. You may run to some big things, but move it out your way. God will get out your way. Go and do it. God is on your side. He tell you it's going to be easy. He said, I send you as a sheep in the midst of wolves. What you expect?
Get up,
young man. Now, send you in the midst of. Now, here, a wolf ain't gonna take you like this. Come on, man. You see, he may. If he take you and walk out of peace, he's gonna eat you up.
Yeah.
Come on, go with me. Act crazy and go with him. Come on, man. Act crazy. I'm gonna tell you down here and eat you up. He'll deceive you. He'll fool you.
Yeah.
I'm getting you down here to eat you up.
Yes.
He'll walk.
You are right, sir.
He'll walk.
Yeah.
You can play a wolf a little while. I know you're not a wolf. He'll walk. That's how he does.
Yeah.
He fools folks.
Come on.
Wait. Now, he done just what I'm trying to preach. Now he's trying to lead me. Scout, that was something in him, too, boy. That's what he wants, yeah. But that's how the devil does. He'll lead you astray. Listen, that's what he said. See, is it out the Bible?
Amen.
See, you know you're talking to a devil.
All right.
Okay, huh? He can act Lord, Lord. He can say Lord, Lord. That was God trying to get you. Why I said Lord, Lord? That was God trying to get you to see. And do nothing I said. So you know you're talking to a what? A devil. Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Jesus come to save folks. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. Somebody may want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You've got to die now. Now, you take this lightly. You don't have to be a member of this church. From the depth of my heart, I just want you saved if you're not saved. I mean that. I'm not trying to get you to come join this church. Get saved. But if you don't look to get saved, now you're going to regret it. Now, if you get saved, you'll have joy here. Go where they're preaching Jesus. That's all I'm just being honest and fair with you. We need to have take whosoever will let him come. But if you're not saved, get saved. Give your life to Christ. You ain't gonna have a chance. And I promise you the world ain't about to get no better.
Yes, sir.
The world won't get no better. The world will get no better. I promise you. I promise you. What you see coming, it's about here. Be in heaven one day, but I promise some of you, you're going to see what I'm talking about. It's going to get worse. You can see it growing and get worse. And I've been told you that. If it goes over 50 years, don't even go that far. It could be one of the worst places to live in on this earth. I mean it. Then watch it now. Then watch. Get saved. But get saved if you're not saved. Jesus, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Get saved. It's just that simple. Not I'm got to see something. Not I'm got to feel something. I'm got to obey the word. I'm just having...